Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we are celebrating Christmas, but we're also continuing through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home. And today's topic within that devotional is a home of majesty. So I wrote that, and as I thought about it, I have to ask, what is the most incredible thing that you've ever seen? The place that you would say is the most spectacular place that you've ever been? My guess is there's a place or two that come to mind. Perhaps it's a place, a building that someone has designed and created. They have built it. They have decorated in such a fashion that the minute you see it, the minute you walk into it, the minute you're around it or in it, you can't help but step back and say, wow. And wow in a good way. You see, we have the ability as people to create things that are very attention-getting, that are very spectacular, that we would even say are majestic. And while there are a few, have been a few places like that for me, more often than not, I find that outside in the midst of God's creation. Perhaps it's rounding the corner of a trail and seeing a waterfall scene that just catches my breath. And I say, wow. Sitting along a lake or ocean or gulf front of watching a sunset or a sunrise. And I just and blown away by the majesty that is present. Watching an eagle soar overhead, hear them cry out to one another, wishing I could understand their language. And they say, wow. You see, God describes His home as a home filled with majesty, as a home from which majesty flows. You read the book of Revelation and John gets this glimpse into the heavens, into the very throne room of God. And then tries to describe it with words that I'm confident are well, lacking. Having seen nothing like what he's seeing. Sometimes I run across people. I don't really run across them. But I encounter people that have difficulty with church buildings that are designed to give that wow factor. And I suspect it probably depends on why they do it. And I don't know the right answer to how fancy your building ought to be or shouldn't be or anything like that. I do know that God cares about the wow factor. But He also cares greatly about what we're doing for one another. Typically, the argument I hear is that why did you spend that much money on a building when you could be helping people? And yet, sometimes the building is what allows people together so that together we can help people. But regardless of all of that, I only bring that up to talk about God's design. you read the description of the tabernacle, this moving tent that was to house the presence of God as the Israelites journeyed through the wilderness and then as they set up home in the promised land. To me, it sounds like it would have had an incredible wow factor. All of the craftsmen and skilled trades that God had gifted people to be able to do and called them into service for the design and construction and decorating of the tabernacle. And it wasn't because that's what the people wanted to build. It wasn't because that's how they wanted to decorate it. These were all instructions given by God. And then as David desired to build a more permanent dwelling, a temple, he laid it out before God, and God kind of held him back because of his life and his involvement in war and battle, and the task of having this built was given to David's son Solomon. But again, you read the description of that temple that was built to honor God, that was built with God's approval, and it seems to it would have had an incredible wow factor. And then you read John's description of heaven, of streets paved with gold, of all of the jewels and precious stones and everything else described. And it just ups the game when it comes to the wow factor. But I think the difficulty comes is who gets the credit for the wow? God or someone else? You see, as we live in this life, as we journey towards home, we live in the presence of God, I believe, trying to get our attention, creating and giving us glimpses of His majesty, both through creation and through the gifting He's put into people. That's, I believe, part of why Jesus says that to do our good deeds, to let our works be seen by people in order that they would glorify God in heaven. And a lot of that has to do with our attitude and our approach to doing the things that we do. You see, when God gifts us with the ability and the capability of creating a wow factor, it really is supposed to be causing people to look to God and say, wow. Unfortunately, our human nature, our flesh, our very design, it seems, that's been influenced by sin, has caused us to want that wow factor directed towards us. And yet, God still reigns. He still creates those sunsets, those sunrises, those beautiful mountain scenes. The song, the America the Beautiful, the Purple Mountains Majesty. To spend time with God in the midst of creation. And just soak in the majesty that He surrounds us with. You see, we live in a home that has glimpses of God's majesty, even as we head toward a home that is filled with His majesty. I think that's a part of what the Christmas season is all about. I think that's a part of what has caught so many people's attention regarding this entire Christmas star conjunction of the planets. I was able to photograph it two nights ago. Last night it was cloudy and rainy here, but they're near each other, and as you look, they kind of appear that it's one giant star. But zooming in and looking closely, you can see the separation, and come to find out they're near each other every 20 years. And in our typical fascination with wanting everything to be unique, you know, all we hear about, at least all I hear about, is this is the closest they've been since 1600 and something or the other. And while that is true, what it fails to mention is it's not that much difference. This conjunction cycle that takes place every 20 years brings them into close proximity to one another. And then you get, you know, well, this is the Star of Bethlehem. This is what the wise men saw. And I think, wow, that's pretty incredible that this happens for a brief time, and yet they were able to see it in the east. They were able to travel this great distance from their homeland to Jerusalem to talk with Herod, and then it reappeared less than 20 years later over the house where Jesus was staying in Bethlehem. Yeah, I'm not buying it, but we're fascinated with the possibility of a glimpse of majesty. I believe just going out on a clear, cloudless night and gazing at the stars ought to have that wow factor every time. To know that God knows them all by name. And He knows you and me by name. And He loves us. You see, this home of majesty isn't something that's off limits. It's available. It's not only available, the owner, so to speak, of it is very welcoming. There are places that I've been to that I would have loved to explore that the majesty has just drawn me in, and they've been clearly marked, no trespassing, off limits, stay out. Some have been heavily guarded. And there have been others that have been open, welcoming. At one lighthouse that was just incredible. I was walking around with my family, and a lady came out and says, "Do you want to see it?" Well, we're closed, but I manage it. I can let you in. And she not only let us in, but she opened up the tower, and we were able to climb to the top and take a view out over Lake Michigan. And that little piece of majesty that she had the opportunity to manage, she was willing to share. And I believe that is God's call to you and me today. To take that little piece of majesty He has put within us and to share it. We know the home that we're headed to is a very majestic home. It's one that's filled with majesty because it's filled with God's presence. But His presence also lives within each one of us. As believers, as Christians, He's put His Spirit within us He calls it a down payment, as a guarantee to that hope that we have. And with God residing in us, we ought to be able to give people a glimpse of that majesty. And we ought to be open and say, welcome. Come and see the majesty of God all around. And get a taste of what that eternal home will be like. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your incredible love has been poured out upon us as you've placed your spirit within your children. Father, as we look around us and we see the incredible things that catch our attention, that make us stop and say, wow. May we always remember that you are the designer. And whether it's things built by human hand or not, the only way that humans have been able to do those majestic and wow things is because you've given that ability. You've put the skills within the hands of the craftsmen. You've put the ideas within the minds of the architects. You've planted the seeds all along. And whether they realize it or not, their majestic creation is echoing your glory. Oh, Father, then there's all of that majesty of creation itself. I pray that we would never tire of admiring and wowing at your ability to create a sunset or a sunrise or a star-filled sky or a mountain stream or a crashing waterfall. That simple gliding of an eagle overhead or whatever it is that catches our attention, may we stop for a moment and say, wow, God, you are incredible. Fathers, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would not steal from them the joy of noticing majesty. As we celebrate Christmas, a time where children are often filled with wonder. And as they marvel at all that takes place, whether it's a Christmas light display or whether it's just the joy of the gift giving and receiving. May we always plant within their mind the knowledge that all of the majesty that catches their attention comes from your hand. That you have a majesty that far exceeds anything that we can design. Father, may we make the most of the opportunities to share with our children, to share with others, the majesty of all that you've created. So much of it stained by sin in this world, and yet the majesty still shines through. May we point others to you as they pause at times and say, wow. Father, today as I pray, I continue to pray for those who are struggling to live life. Some are struggling because of sickness, of COVID, or many other things. And life is difficult. Some are struggling because of restrictions that have been put upon them in these attempts to keep one another healthy. And yet in doing so, we're damaging others. Businesses that are struggling and some that are closed and others that are not sure how they're going to continue. I pray that we would pay attention to one another in a way that we never have before. That we would be aware of the needs. The needs for health, the needs for companionship, the needs for comfort, the needs for healing, the needs to glimpse your majesty in the touch of one another. Oh, Father, today, may we gaze into your word and see the majesty of Jesus. And as we celebrate Christmas this week, may his majesty be foremost in our minds. Father, continue to pour out your wisdom as we look to you for strength, for help, for guidance. May we have the courage to live in ways that honor Jesus. I think of his love, his care, his compassion, his desire to be among the people, to be seen, to be heard, to even be touched. Father, may we represent your majesty in the things we say, in the things we do, in the way we treat one another, and in all of it, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.